The U.S. economy delivered a surprisingly good performance in the first 3 months of this year. The gross domestic product, which measures the value of goods and services produced in the country, grew at an annual rate of 5.8%. That's a full percentage point above what most analysts were expecting. But as NPR's Jack Spear reports, the strong numbers failed to impress investors, and the Dow slipped below the 10,000 level.
The economy showed its resilience in the first quarter, expanding at its fastest pace in more than 2 years. Jim Glassman, senior economist at J.P. Morgan in New York, says the strong GDP number is even more encouraging in light of the events of the past year.
If you think about it, where we were 6 months ago, back in the fall, after the terrorist attacks, the economy is in a downdraft, and we're nervous that we might be heading into a tailspin. So to see this kind of performance only months after what we saw tells you something powerful about both the response from Washington, how they responded, both the Fed and Congress administration, and how the consumers responded and how the business community responded.
But Wall Street was far less enthusiastic about the number. One reason is that just about no one thinks such strong economic growth is sustainable. President George W. Bush today called the number encouraging, but said he believes the impetus behind part of that growth, a large shift in business inventories, won't last. Mark Vintner, a senior economist at Wachovia Securities, agrees.
If you factor out the swing in inventories, you're left with about a 2.6% annual rate increase in GDP. That's a number that we call final sales, and that is a much better indication of the current strength of the economy and where the economy is headed.
Another reason the GDP number did not impress the financial markets is investors are still concerned about corporate earnings in the wake of Enron. Nancy Kimmelman, chief economist with SEI Investors, says while investors for the most part seem pleased the government has taken an active role in making sure corporate balance sheets reflect reality, they are still wondering whether there's more bad news to come.
I think Wall Street's response to the Bush administration proposals has been very positive. The administration does not want new laws and new regulations governing financial statements. I think the bigger issue is that Wall Street is just, and investors generally, are just frightened that accounting concerns are a far more widespread problem than Enron or the handful of stocks that we know of to date.
Still, most analysts agree the economy is bouncing back quickly from recession. Consumer spending continues to hold up as well. Economist Jim Glassman says if things continue to improve, businesses could begin hiring back workers as demand picks up.
I think the mood in the business community is changing. We're seeing it already in their spending for capital equipment, computers, and software. It's no longer falling much. It's stabilized. From my point of view, from the point of view of economists, the things that are happening right now are generating phenomenal potential for profits.
But while all of those things may be true, there are still worrisome signs. The housing sector, which has propped up the economy over the past year, weakened in March, and consumer confidence dipped slightly this month as well. Companies may want to see additional proof the recovery is real before committing to major spending on new plants and equipment. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.